53 Americans died in mass shootings last month, but 40,000 Americans died from obesity. So the mass killing that's happening in America is taking place in the grocery store, and it's caused by food, not guns. Just kind of shows you the distraction that the media pulls on all of us. They're playing a sleight of hand trick with your mind, trying to make you think that guns are killing everyone. Not even close. Almost 1,000 times more people are killed by toxic food ingredients than in mass shootings. Not to say that if someone dies in a shooting that that's not a tragedy. It is a tragedy. But if you really want to save lives, you need to prioritize what's killing people. It only makes sense. And what's killing people is in the grocery store. It's the trans fatty acids. It's the fried foods. It's the nutrient depletion of the processed foods. All the sugars and starches and artificial chemicals. And everything is, of course, saturated with pesticides and herbicides, which is an area that I specialize in my lab analysis. That's what we test for using mass spec instruments. And also heavy metals. So we find heavy metals in some things, pretty alarming levels of heavy metals, including in some supplements, like probiotics. We found some in one brand, I should say, just one brand. Most probiotics don't have lead, but one brand had like crazy amounts of lead and aluminum. So you gotta watch out. And isn't it interesting that you don't have the media parading children screaming about how food is killing us? No, instead they scream about AR-15s are killing you. You know how many AR-15s there are in this country versus the number that have ever been used in any kind of a shooting? In fact, even according to FBI statistics, AR-15s are used in almost no crimes. I mean, you are more likely to be killed by an illegal immigrant than in a mass shooting, by the way. Way more likely. So, of course, you need to question the false propaganda of the mainstream media. They're constantly lying to you, and they don't want you to know that the two things that they promote, i.e. processed foods and pharmaceuticals, those are the things that are really killing people. Have you ever seen the cancer statistics about how many people die from cancer? Did you know that those statistics are really describing the number of people that die from chemotherapy and radiotherapy and cancer treatments? Very few people in America today actually die from cancer itself. Most of them die from the cancer treatments, but there isn't a single birth certificate that says, oh, they were killed by chemotherapy. They say they were killed by cancer. And you see, the media, which is the enemy of the people, let's face it, the media is the enemy of humanity. They are beholden to the processed food companies and the pharmaceutical giants. And in the same way that Mexico has become a narco state run by the drug cartels, America has become a pharma state run by the pharma cartels. But America is just as corrupt as Mexico. It's all about chemicals and who controls them. In America, it's the pharmaceutical companies, and they control everything. They control the media, the science journals, the medical schools. They control the tech giants. Google is nothing but a front now for big pharma. That's why Google banned all the websites that talk about natural cures or that are critical of vaccines or anything like that. Google is a pharma cartel search engine. But the media will promote these things because that's what pays their bills. That's what makes them money. The pharmaceutical ads, the junk food ads, the cancer industry ads. But those of us who are willing to tell the truth, to say, hey, guess what? Maybe you shouldn't poison your body. Maybe you should eat healthy. Maybe you should choose foods that aren't saturated with toxic chemicals. We are the ones who are slandered and banned and demonetized because we want humanity to survive. We want people to be healthy. We want healthy babies, healthy children to grow up and learn and build the next society that would hopefully be rooted in health and liberty. And you have to have clarity of mind in order to do that. And the only way you're going to get clarity of mind, by the way, is to eat clean food. Because your blood, which powers your brain, that's what, you know, if you lose blood to your brain, you die. Your brain is powered by your blood. Your blood, how's it made? It's made from the things that you eat and drink and absorb. Your body's making new blood all the time, mostly inside your bones. And the raw materials that it's using to make blood are the things that you just ate. What you eat becomes your blood, and your blood powers your brain. So if you eat toxic foods, you have toxic blood, and you have a toxic brain, you are, in essence, impaired in your cognitive function. But if you eat healthy, you will have healthy blood, your body will make healthy blood, and that will power your brain in a healthy way. You'll have more intelligence, you'll have a better memory, better moods. So clean food is where the sustainability of society is based. Clean food. That's what we offer at healthrangerstore.com. We are the world's experts in clean food. We have a mass spec lab and we test all our products. We test the raw materials before manufacturing and then we test the finished products after manufacturing to make sure that you're not eating lead or mercury or glyphosate or E. coli bacteria or other toxic things. We do more testing than any other retailer in the world. We have intense quality control, certified organic facility, inspected by the FDA and the state of Texas, and we pass all the inspections with flying colors. We've never been cited for anything. We pay more attention to clean food than anyone else in the world because we believe that that's how we create a sustainable world. You understand? It's not just about finding a product that we could sell. This is about solutions that create sustainability for humanity. Clean food must be the pillar of a society that is sustainable and rooted in reason and liberty and individual creativity, entrepreneurship, human rights, all these things. It all comes from clean food. If you poison your people with toxic foods, you poison your society and you eventually collapse, and that's where we're headed right now. 40,000 Americans a month killed by toxic food, and yet no one is shouting about it. No one in the media gives a crap about it. As long as they make money off their pharmaceuticals and their poisons and their vaccines and their junk food, they don't care. They don't care if 40,000 Americans die. But they do want to take your guns at the same time so that you can't defend yourself against their tyranny. They want total control over you while they're poisoning you, while they're killing your children, and they're brainwashing you with disinformation and propaganda while they're censoring truthful websites like mine, naturalnews.com. That's exactly what's going on. Thank you for watching. Mike Adams here for Brighteon.com, the free speech alternative to YouTube. If you'd like to express your free speech, join Brighteon.com today. It's free, and a lot of new powerful features are coming to our video platform, including subscribes and follows, video likes, and even, well, text messaging features in the very near future. A lot of exciting things are happening at Brighteon. A lot of exciting things are happening for America. Join us as we help defend this nation against the domestic enemies and terrorists who are trying to tear it down. Thank you for watching.